And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Sometimes a loss, even an embarrassing blowout, can be the best thing for a really good team. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Hey, I was the one who wrote on Chapelboro last Friday that the Tar Heels needed a tough game so they wouldn't get overconfident. Well, I didn't think the 9 straight home wins against Patsy and Paul would make them so full of themselves that instead of facing a close game, they would get scalped in Tallahassee. But don't go out on a ledge. It's the regular season, and the dismal day at FSU is at least decipherable, if not explainable. Imagine how the Saints and Packers fans feel today. Their great seasons are over after stunning losses to the 49ers and Giants. At least Carolina gets to play again, and surely they'll play better because, frankly, they couldn't play any worse. I said the ACC was lame this season and Carolina needs to guard against false confidence. Well, a 33-point loss to a team with a 10-6 record that already had a 10-point half against Princeton says in some measure that the Heels half expected to handle the Seminoles like BC and Miami. And the great unknown, dead-eyed Davidas Dulcis, was shooting 32% from three-point range before he canned 8 of 10 against the Tar Heels for a day the obscure senior and his teammates will never forget. Of course, it would have been better had the Heels made a more concerted effort to go out and guard Dulcis on some of his wide-open looks, which will give old Roy Williams plenty of spit and vinegar to spew this week after the worst shooting, assist ratio, and exit stage left game of the season. Already, old Roy is taking heat for taking his team off the court with a minute to play and leaving the last 5 to deal with the stampede from the beer-guzzling Florida State crowd. Yes, it's a municipal arena, so they do sell hops. I won't give you my personal guarantee that Carolina will rebound Thursday night at Virginia Tech, which is off to a worse start than Florida State, but the players will hear enough from old Roy this week that they'll look forward to playing 4-minute stretches before he's back in their faces. Just remember this. Every one of UNC's Final Four teams since 1957 got its clock cleaned at least once during the regular season, and in each case, it helped them get back on the right time. Now, too, I trust it will. This is Art Chansky. See ya.